the eastern portion of Kerberos fossae. Visible in this observation is a section of Kerberos fossae, which are comprised of a series of rifts presently located in Elysium Planitia, just north of the Martian equator. The fossae, Latin plural for ditch or depression, are in close proximity and related to the formation of Athabasca Vallis, which lies to the west. These rifts are collapse features believed to form by volcanic and tectonic processes. In this composite image, we can see that the rift is not continuous, but discontinuous and offset. The offset could be the result of a pre-existing subsurface discontinuity, such as a fault. The close-up view of high-rise infrared color shows us a plethora of information about Kerberos fossae and the great amount of detail that high-rise captures. The clear view of boulders strewn in shadowed areas of the rift is a testament to the high signal-to-noise capability and high resolution of the high-rise camera. Aeolian dunes, along with boulders deposited from erosion of the rift walls, are also visible in detail. Using the pixel length of the shadow within the rift, the incidence angle of the sun at the time of the image was taken, and some trigonometry, the approximate depth of the various sections of Kerberos fossae can be estimated. Based on this simple method, an approximate depth is 260 meters. This estimate suggests that the rift is as wide as it is deep. Another remarkable aspect of this image is the stark contrast it captures. Light-toned dusty surfaces that surround the rift versus the dark blue basaltic sands and the shadows within the rift. The detail that high-rise can provide is indeed phenomenal, and as demonstrated here, the infrared color provides additional information. Why, for instance, is the floor of Kerberos fossae a deep blue? And why is there such a contrast with the orange-grayish Martian surface? It's not water. The volcanic and mafic sand contains unoxidized iron, which appears as a deep blue, while the Martian surface is covered by oxidized iron-bearing dust, which appears orange-grayish.